Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Pat.
And I'm Tom. And again, Pat and I are going to continue talking about Made by Destruction, which is a TV show on Discovery Channel. Discover your world. And we're talking about what happens to your junk after you pitch it, after you toss it out. And last time we talked about what happens to photocopiers or other electronic gadgets and how they eventually become shiny new trumpets.
Yeah, this show takes us into the recycling factories and shows us step by step how the things that we might throw away because we don't need them anymore, they're obsolete and useless, are kind of ripped apart to find all the raw materials and components, which are then individually taken off and recycled and repurposed into something new. We're going to look at another example of that today when we get into fridges. So let's read through the article and find out what happens to them.
When refrigerators stop keeping food fresh, we cast them aside for the latest models without a second thought. Some estimates show that between 9 and 10 million fridges are thrown away every year in the U.S. alone. With these large and potentially hazardous appliances crowding garbage dumps, it's essential to find other uses for them. That's why Coolrec, a recycling plant in Dordrecht, Netherlands, which takes in more than a million fridges every year, is turning these discarded machines into prosthetic hands. The fridges are first gutted of their shelves and drawers. Workers then drain the machines of their refrigerants, liquid substances that contain harmful chemicals, and remove the electric motors and compressors. The fridges are sent into a four-story high shredder, which rips them apart. The smaller pieces are separated into their metal and plastic parts by a powerful magnet. The plastic is then shipped to Chemelot Innovation and Learning Labs in Geleen, Netherlands, where chemists heat the polystyrene into molten plastic. Engineers then feed the plastic into 3D printers, which print the components required to assemble the prosthetic hands. The materials cost a mere $35 US, while a prosthetic made by traditional techniques may cost up to $30,000 US. With the world's pollution problems continuing to rise, it's more crucial than ever to find new ways to salvage old commodities. Today's technology offers ingenious solutions to the burgeoning effects of pollution on our planet. Made by Destruction gives viewers an informative glimpse into the recycling process, not only to show how productively objects can be reused, but also to demonstrate just how simple it is for everyone to contribute. The next time you think about upgrading your smartphone, find out what you could make by destruction by tuning in to Discovery this February.
So there we go. That is what we can do with fridges. And I like this one a lot because I like the idea that it's making things that people really need if they've lost their hands or other parts of their bodies, and you can make cheap ones for them so it's nice and easy for them to get a replacement if they have that kind of horrible accident.
Or if they're born without a hand or something.
Yeah, exactly. So we start off talking about refrigerators. And of course, when refrigerators stop keeping food fresh, we cast them aside. We throw them out. We say, this fridge doesn't work anymore, so I'm going to throw it out. Because cast something aside means throw something away, leave it behind, get rid of it. And we do that. We go, this fridge is done. I need a new one. And we buy the latest model, the newest fridge, without a second thought. We don't think about what will happen to my old fridge. You just think, I want it out of my kitchen, and I want a new one. Whatever happens to the old one is no longer my business.
Well, I actually might know where they go. I remember seeing a large lot out by Shenkeng, or past Shenkeng, that seemed to be full of old refrigerators. So maybe they are recycling them out there. I don't know. But yes, indeed, they're often thrown away, cast aside, gotten rid of, without a second thought. I don't need it. Where's a new one? Somebody take this away. Now, some estimates show that between 9 and 10 million fridges are thrown away every year in the U.S. alone. So
wow.
That's a lot. That's for reference, of course. The United States is a huge country, but other countries are throwing away fridges as well. So you can imagine how many fridges are being thrown away in the world every day, every year. That's a lot. And I did want to mention that we have the word refrigerator and we have the word fridge. Fridge is short for refrigerator, but please remember that the word fridge in the short form sticks a D in there.
That is correct, yes. So with these large and potentially hazardous appliances crowding garbage dumps, it's essential to find other uses for them. Because if our garbage dumps, which is sort of similar to landfills, but a dump is more usually above the ground, and I think of a landfill as in it, they're just crowding it. They can't be full of fridges because they are potentially hazardous. If something is hazardous, it's dangerous to someone or something. Now, it could something could leak out and pollute the environment. You know, the metals themselves could pollute the environment. You know, they're quite big, so they could fall and hurt somebody, you know, if somebody got too close to it. And so it could be hazardous for all sorts of reasons. They're potentially, which means they could be hazardous if certain things happened. Of course, a fridge by itself is not hazardous if it's in good working order. So we're talking about what could potentially happen. We also describe these fridges as appliances. An appliance is something you own and use for a specific purpose. We often talk about kitchen appliances such as microwaves, water boilers, toasting machines, and of course refrigerators. You could have other cleaning appliances such as vacuum cleaners or other things like that.
Yeah, I usually think of appliances as being stuff used in the home, as you said, refrigerators, washing machines, etc. So, yes, indeed, these are potentially hazardous appliances. They might be dangerous, and they are crowding these garbage dumps. As you said, dumps are usually above ground and
landfill.
Landfill, there you go, are typically in the ground. But it's essential to find other uses for them. It's important to recycle them, to repurpose them, if you will. Otherwise, they're just going to sit there, the gas is going to leak, and they're going to contaminate the ground. So we've got the Dutch getting in on the act here. That's why Coolrec, which is a recycling plant in Dordrecht, Netherlands, which takes in more than 1 million fridges every year, is turning these discarded machines into prosthetic hands. So here we've got the word discard, which means to get rid of something. I often see that word used when we're talking about card games. Okay, you draw a card and then you discard a card, you get rid of a card, and then it's the next player's turn.
Exactly. And we also saw the word plant, which is used here to mean a factory, so that's just another word for it. So now we get into the process again of how we do it, same as yesterday with the photocopiers. The first step then, the fridges are gutted of their shelves and drawers. Now your guts are your inside, it's your stomach and your intestine and stuff. So if something is gutted, the insides are taken out. If you are gutted, it's going to be extremely unpleasant because you'll have your guts removed. But for a fridge, that means gutting them, taking out their insides, all those plastic and metal shelves and drawers, like the ice box and the metal rail bits and all those bits that you can kind of pull in and take out. They've got to get rid of those first. We need to take out all those inside bits. And of course, they're just usually simple plastic or metal. So they'll be a bit easier to recycle and reuse.
Into something else. But we've got other stuff inside of fridges. Workers then drain the machines of their refrigerants, liquid substances that contain harmful chemicals, and they also remove the electric motors and compressors. So again, they are draining the machines of their refrigerants. If you drain something, that means you let the liquid come out, usually by holding it up, and gravity kind of pulls it out eventually. And so they do something to get all the liquid out of the refrigerators. One of the liquids would be a refrigerant, which is a special kind of liquid chemical that actually keeps things inside the refrigerator cool. And those can be toxic, those can be poisonous, and I think some of those might actually damage the ozone layer.
Exactly. And that's not all. They also need to remove the motors, these electronic components, and the compressors. Compressors are another type of small machine. They are used to take gas from one place, squeeze it down so it can be passed very quickly into another place. So in terms of a fridge, this would mean kind of getting rid of some of, I think it's getting rid of the gas inside, which is why you've got that sort of hot area behind the fridge where it's pushing out the gas to stop the fridge from getting too warm.
Mm-hmm. Or to cool the motors and the compressors so they don't overheat, etc. So this is all part of the process of preparing the refrigerator for repurposing or for recycling. Okay, so you've got rid of all the insides. You've gutted the refrigerator. You've removed the machines. You've drained the liquids from it. And you've gotten rid of the motors and compressors. And then the fridges are sent into a 4-story-high shredder.
Ooh.
Which rips them apart. Ooh, okay. We talked about the word shred before. Shredder, again, is the machine that breaks something down into smaller parts.
Yeah, we often see, I was thinking of yesterday's lesson, and thinking paper shredders are the ones that you would see in an office. Those little things that you put a piece of paper in when you want to destroy it, and it will shred it into long strips, so then no one can ever read what was on there.
And they will actually rip the paper apart. So we've got this phrase here, to rip something apart. That just means to violently tear something apart into smaller pieces. Sometimes wild animals may attack a smaller, weaker animal and rip that animal apart. If you've ever seen lions or wolves attacking deer or something, they are merciless. They rip those animals apart.
So we had the shredders yesterday as well, working on the copiers. Another thing we had yesterday was powerful magnets to pull out the metals, and they're at play again. The smaller pieces are separated into their metal and plastic parts by a powerful magnet. And that's the best way to do it. If you use a magnet, all the metal will be pulled out and attracted to the magnet, and you'll be left with the plastic. So that's a great way to separate these two different things. Now, the metal may go somewhere. We're not going to kind of follow the metal at this point. We can imagine from yesterday's lesson what it might do. Here, we're going to concentrate on the plastic and what happens to that, which we'll get back to in just a few moments after we listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hi everyone, my name is Jenny. 今天我们要继续来看第九单元。今天的内容呢，要看这个节目它所做的化腐朽为神奇的第二个例子。我们今天要看的是一只，是由什么过来的呢？是从冰箱里面把它分离出你要的东西，然后制造出来的。首先我们就来看，好，这个例子里面就是，当然冰箱我们晓得，我们很多人每一年或是几年就会换一个新的冰箱，那这些被丢掉的冰箱大概能够做什么呢？这边就告诉你，在美国啊，其实每一年有好多啊，几乎是900万到1000万这样做的冰箱给被丢了。这种这么大型的垃圾，看到了这句话，他说 With these large and potentially hazardous appliances crowding garage dumps. 这句话很长，但是这个句构也很重要。你要看到的 with 这个介系词，它首先知道是它有那种含义，是表示随着伴随什么样的情况，有什么样的条件之下，而 with后面会有一个受词，像这里就是指这种有害大型有害的电器，然后后面加一个补语，这个补语修饰这个受词，用的在这个句子里头是 crowding。 crowding 当然这是一个 ving， 也就是一个现在分词，那我们知道它是补语的位置，放在补语位置上的常常都是一个分词，或者是过去分词、现在分词、形容词，甚至有时候它是一个介系词片语都可以，就是它挤满了垃圾场。像这么多的垃圾，我们一定得要把它们再利用才可以。好，这也就是今天的主角。那谈到了这一家回收公司，它叫 Quorac。 这个 Quorac 它接收了这些冰箱之后，它会把它变成什么呢？变成 prosthetic hands， 一只。这个过程真的有点神奇。下面这个段落就告诉大家它怎么一步一步达到最后这个产品的。这个段落里面就说到了，当然工人们要先 把里面的冷媒，把冷媒给排掉。所以这个冷媒这个字，我们知道冰箱是 refrigerator， 而冷媒这个字就是 refrigerants。 这个字后面还有一个逗点，大家看到了吗？当然我们提到 refrigerants要再加以解释一下，后面有一个像同位语的这个名词摆在后面，整个讲到它其实就是一种含有有害的化学物的液态物质。好，然后呢，这第一步做过之后，接下来他说，诶，这些冰箱哦，还要有电动马达也要移掉，压缩机也要移掉，然后呢，送到哪里去？后面这里有一个 a four story high shredder， 我们看到了这个地方有一个 four story high， 它的重要性在于我们英文里面有很多的所谓的重组的 compound adjectives， 也就是复合形容词。那这种复合形容词往往就是一个字、两个字或三个字，像这个地方它有数字 four， 而要留意的就是这种数字啊，它后面这个地方连字号里面的名词，因为它是转成了一种形容词的用法，放在复合形容词里面就没有名词的单复数性了，所以切记哦，不要去加复数型，不要把 story 变成 stories。 OK， 好，接下来下面就说到了这个过程还没结束，它其实还蛮复杂的。当然到了切碎机之后就要把它切碎，然后切碎之后再用强力的磁铁去分离出来金属的部分还有塑胶的部分。
We're going to take a short break now, but please stay tuned. We'll be right back. We shall now resume our lesson, everybody. Now we're talking about what happens to our refrigerators.When we cast them aside, when we throw them out, or when someone comes and takes them away. So we're talking about some company in the Netherlands and what they do to fridges. They gut the refrigerators of the shelves and drawers. They drain the refrigerants. They remove the motors and compressors. Then they get shredded, ripped apart, and then they separate the metal from the plastic parts. And as Pat mentioned, they're more concerned about what becomes of the plastic parts. So now the plastic is then shipped to Chemelot Innovation and Learning Labs in Geleen, Netherlands. It could be pronounced Geleen or something. I don't know. I don't speak Dutch here. But in any case, we've got some chemists there. Chemists, of course, are people who specialize in chemicals and chemistry. Well, these people heat...the polystyrene into molten plastic. Now, polystyrene is also known as styrofoam. It's kind of this white sort of soft substance that is used when you buy a computer part or something. There'll be this white thing in there that kind of keeps it from moving around.
Yeah, and polystyrene is also used in CD and DVD cases. So that's the kind of where you'll see it in your day-to-day lives. It's that particular plastic. So they melt it down into molten plastic. Molten is the adjective.For something that's very hot, and it's a solid that's been turned into a liquid by heat. So you've got liquid plastic. That is then fed into 3D printers, these kind of new technological devices which print new things from raw materials. And these printers print the components, the parts required to assemble prosthetic hands. So to assemble something means put it together from its component pieces, like a jigsaw puzzle or like building any kind of machine. You have all the parts separately and you need to put them together, fit them together to make this complete single product at the end. In this case, a prosthetic or fake artificial replacement hand.
Exactly. Sometimes when you buy toys for your kids or if you buy furniture at IKEA or whatever, you need to assemble those things yourself. So here they make the components, the parts that will comprise the prosthetic hand in the end, and they put them together. Somebody does this. And that makes the whole process pretty cheap and pretty inexpensive. The materials cost a mere $35 US, or the equivalent in euros there, while a prosthetic made by traditional techniques may cost up to $30,000 US. That's using traditional techniques in companies that specialize in this sort of thing, and also in these companies that need to pay their CEOs half the gross domestic product of your average Caribbean nation or something like that.
Exactly. So this is just a fantastic way to get much more affordable prosthetic hands, because not everybody can afford one, but if they're available for, you know, a mere $35 US, you know, to get the plastic and all this stuff, great. You know, you've taken something that doesn't have any more use, which would sit there in a dump, and you've turned parts of it into a prosthetic hand for people who have lost their own. So this is a really fantastic thing. And not only is it helping people, it's dealing with potential pollutions. And this is kind of where we're getting on to now with our third paragraph. It says, with the world's pollution problems continuing to rise, you know, they're getting worse and worse as more things are thrown away and the world gets hotter, it's more crucial than ever to find new ways to salvage old commodities. The word crucial is an adjective, and it means important, it's vital, it's really, really, not just ordinarily important, it's super important. It's one of those stronger adjectives that we find used a lot in English, not just to mean, like, this thing, but to mean very much this thing.
Yeah, it can be important, right? It's important for me to get into Harvard, but it's not crucial, right? I can still survive. I can still go to Connecticut or something like that. But if something is crucial, my goodness, if you don't get that thing, you're going to be in big trouble. So yes, indeed, it's extremely important. It is crucial that we find new ways to salvage old commodities. Here we've got the word salvage, which means to rescue junk or something like that, and basically later on recycle it and make it useful, to salvage something, to save something, basically. And commodities here can mean a couple of things. A commodity can be referring to raw materials that are bought and sold on the market, like coffee or metals and things like that. But it can also refer to just things like we've been talking about, refrigerators and printers and things like that.
Yeah, useful, valuable stuff. So today's technology offers ingenious solutions to the burgeoning effects of pollution on our planet. So the word ingenious means really clever, really smart, creative ideas that make you kind of go, wow, that is a really smart solution. We wouldn't have been able to do this before, but with today's technology, with today's kind of scientific minds working on the problem, we go, bam, this is a great solution to this problems of old fridges, old photocopiers, you know, rust away in a dump. No more. We can go, great, we've got a solution, we can use this again, and that will help us combat the burgeoning effects of pollution. If something is burgeoning, it's growing or increasing rapidly, it's kind of flourishing. And so we need to kind of stop that, because in this case, it's pollution. We don't want that to get any worse.
Right, and of course, you might be talking about latest products are burgeoning. They're becoming more and more popular. If you can figure out what that is, you can invest early and make a killing. But in any case here, yes, these are effects that are starting to increase in size and scale. So we need to have these ingenious solutions to save our planet. And Made by Destruction, again, that's the TV show we're talking about, gives viewers an informative glimpse into the recycling process, not only to show how productively objects can be reused, but also to demonstrate just how simple it is for everyone to contribute. So, yes, indeed, it does a couple of things here. It not only shows us how productively objects can be reused, how simple they can be reused, but also to show us how simple it is to do this.
That's right. We've got the word demonstrate there, which is another kind of another word for show, but more of a kind of show you exactly how, show you step by step, not just show you something, but show you everything about it, how it works, what you use it for, you know, give you the chance to actually see it in action. That is a demonstration, which is the noun form of this verb here, demonstrate. So what this sentence is saying is, not only can you find out, great, this is what my old fridge could do, but also kind of giving you the lesson, don't throw stuff away. You know, you've got some old technology. Find out what you can do with it. Find out how you can get rid of it in a way that will be useful. So we finish off with this kind of cautionary warning or piece of advice. The next time you think about upgrading your smartphone, find out what you could make by destruction by tuning in to Discovery and watching Made by Destruction this February. So yeah, you've got an old smartphone and you go, it's not so good anymore. Maybe I want the latest iPhone, something faster, something bigger, something with a better camera. Find out what old smartphones can be used for. Find out maybe is there something in your city where you can take this old smartphone, get rid of it in a way, maybe it could be sent somewhere to other people to use if it's still usable, just not as fast as you want it. I'm sure there'll be somebody out there somewhere who would continue to use it. If not, find out how it could be shredded and all the components could be used.
Yeah, I think what you said earlier is the best. Just try to use these things as long as you can. That's probably the best thing to do. But, of course, everybody wants the latest smartphone. You don't want to be behind the times. So everybody wants to upgrade their smartphones. And so maybe the smartphone could be given to somebody else, or you could actually recycle them, repurpose them, or you could make them by destruction, as you could see in this program. So tune in to the Discovery Channel this February and check this out and find out what happens to all those old discarded products. Okay, that brings us to the end of our lesson for today. It's time to listen to our Chinese teacher.
然后再来呢, 接下来下一步。 就是要把它送到另外一个地方，然后呢，把里面的有一种叫做聚苯乙烯，看到这个字 polystyrene 这个化合物，当然对我们来说是不熟悉的，但是这也是它重要的成分。不过这边除了谈这个成分之外，还要看到它这里前面的 where。好，其实呢。 where这个字，我们呢常常在强调它当做关系副词的用法。当然，如果说它接在一个专有名词地点后面的话，一定要记得加逗点。像我们这边指的这一家工厂，当然这是一个专有名词，它在荷兰。而这一家工厂，它到底在这里可以做什么？好，这个where就是放在这边。 当关系副词引导出来的关系子句，好，说明这里有什么需要进行的一个动作。好，那我们这边说到把聚苯乙烯，然后加热成融化的塑胶，然后还没完呢。接下来要把它进到3D的印表机里面，然后让它印出你需要的零件，做成我们要的一只。再来下面这一段，它呢。 说到了要下结论了，我们谈了两个例子之后，要知道说，其实把旧的商品然后再利用，现在非常非常的重要，要强调它的重要性，它用到了 it's more crucial than ever， 这比过往以来现在这个时刻真的非常非常重要。这个强调句型，请大家注意。我们所有的解释今天到这边结束，我们下一次见。
Okay, that is the end of our two-day article about this Discovery show, Made by Destruction. We hope you've learned something from it, and we hope you take away the lesson about throwing things away and finding an alternative that means things don't just end up in landfills or garbage dumps. Thank you for listening for English Digest. I'm Pat.
And I'm Tom.
Talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.